South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You know, we're here for a reason, and that's really to help others, but also through the helping of others, we ourselves are helped. And it's so important to connect with other people. So if anyone out there is listening and feels isolated, shut away, depressed, down, you know, I think you and I shared, Brett, how on one of your programs, and also my mom said that, you know, if you're feeling down, go out and do something for someone else in your countenance. You know, your whole being will rise, you know, like the noonday sun. You'll be inspired, you'll be invigorated, you'll be filled with life. And so all these things are so important, but I want people to know that Jesus loves you right where you are. Jesus has a purpose and a plan for your life, and he's not finished with you. If you're listening to these words, he's not finished. There's more work to be done, not so you can feel like you have to go out and do. You know, first we're a human being, not a human doing, but then God has something, whether it's prayer, calling people on the phone that may need a word of encouragement today. These are words for all of us, for me, for Rhett, for anybody, that we can touch people today. We can change a life today by simply being kind.
Now, it's ironically, do you realize what shirt you put on this morning, which says, love God, love people, change the world? I can't think of anything more apropos for David Preston Usher to be wearing. You know, I will say this, like, for instance, there's one, you do have a gift of love, I guess. Noah, who works on our show, I had a business relationship with Noah. Actually, first I had a friendship with him at a church, and then he came to work with us. And then it became sort of a business in my head. And it wasn't warm. It wasn't friendly. It was okay. It was perfunctory. And I realized when you came to town a couple of years ago to be on my show and spend some summertime, some warm weather in the midwinter, that you and Noah hit it right off. And I said, well, how is he getting along so well? And I realized what you do is forget the boss stuff. Forget the employee stuff. It's not pleasant. We were all working with people. And as soon as that happened, he and I believe, and I hope he'd agree, that our relationship was much better. It's more fluid. It's a respect. It's an even Steven thing. There isn't the boss and the employee junk that I was taught to have when I was younger. And this new generation is a totally different generation. But it's very apropos that you wear that shirt. Love God, love people, change the world. What was that quote? You and I were talking on the phone last night, about, remember, there's a quote about love and all things will work out well?
Well, I mean, you and I had talked about kind of what the Lord's been doing in my life and what he's been speaking to me about. And this happened in the summertime, before the summer, that I got these four words. I really felt impressed. Let me just say something to clear up communication with God. You know, we talk about our listening to God, our communication with God. Some people use the word, I received an impression. Some people say they really felt the Holy Spirit speak to them. But whatever I'm saying, I'm just letting you know that I like any believer in Jesus Christ, hear his voice. You know, he says that his sheep hear his voice and follow him. So these four words that were impressed on me come from the Bible. They're words that are in the Bible, but this is the way he put it to me. Love always, never fail. Put it the other way around. Never fail, always love. The Bible is clear. Love never fails. Now, we know that there are other ways that we achieve a level of success in our relationship with Jesus, with other people, and that's through love. Well, what does love do? Well, love obeys Jesus. Jesus says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And I think sometimes that's the problem, Rhett. We love our neighbors just like we love ourselves, not very well.
Always love, never fail. Always love, never fail. It's amazing. I think about that. You can apply that. Let's say you're a chef, and you have a restaurant, and you do it as a duty. You make food. Well, then the food tastes insipid. It tastes like it was done as a perfunctory duty. But if you love making the food and giving the food, that's your service to others as a gift. Suddenly, you will not fail. If you love, you will not fail. Or if you have a marriage. In other words, I guess, very simply put, it really simplifies everything. It's like, okay, so you're not getting along with your wife. Well, love always, never fail. Okay, so what opens people's hearts to change is always love. So love your husband more, love your wife more, love a friend more, love an employee more, love what you're doing more. And if you, as Tommy Lasorda, the famous manager for the LA Dodgers, taught me 30 years ago when I had my first interview with him, he said, if you don't love what you're doing, get out of it, because you're doing a disservice to yourself and to others. If you love what you do, you're going to be the best at it because you love it, and then people are going to receive your gifting. You know, we all have different gifts to give to our fellow man.
Very true. Very true.
Love always, never fail. Where'd you get this shirt that you're wearing today that says, love, people can't see the visual, love God, love people, change the world? It's just so apropos for David Usher. I can't believe you have that on.
Oh, you're going to be happy to know that this comes from Victory Church, where you and I spent some time recently at the men's retreat up in the Adirondack Mountains. So this is a Victory Church, shirt.
Yes. That's great. Well, Pastor Charlie, I knew years and years ago before he was a pastor, haven't seen him in over 30 years. And when I went to this men's retreat with you this summer in upstate New York, I had to go to myself, I know you, and he remembered me. I said, I don't remember where I know you from, but I knew you, and I know you weren't a pastor then. But I will say this, as pastoring goes, in my eyes of discernment, this guy exudes an unusual love. He's just a sweetheart of a man, and very balanced, and totally, every moment he seems he's in service. He was in service of the men. There was nothing about Charlie that was sucking in energy. It was all about being in service and having a listening ear.
Well, let me take a word here from Charlie himself, as he shared this Sunday. There was a time when he didn't care about anybody. You know, right now, I agree with you. He's a very loving, giving, caring man who cares about the orphans, the widows, those that don't have anything, that he's been reaching through the various outreaches of Victory Church. But before he came to know the Lord, he was a boxer. And he used to punch people all the time. And he got awards, and he got medals, and he got trophies for punching people in the face. And he will tell you in his own public testimony, so I'm not sharing out of school here, that he didn't really care about anybody. I mean, his interest was in beating up the guy next in the ring so he could add another little trophy to his belt. Well, he shared this last Sunday that when he became a believer, that God put a new heart into him. And all of a sudden, he couldn't fight anymore. You know, that was going to be potentially a career for him. He gave it up, and as a matter of fact, what he did is he took many, many trophies that he'd won. He brought them in the back of his car to the dump, and he just dumped it all out. And truly, just like the Apostle Paul, he counted it all as garbage, absolute garbage, that would in any way interfere with his relationship with Jesus and loving Jesus and loving people. And so this shirt is really part of his testimony, loving God, being loved by God, loving people, and he has in many, many ways truthfully changed the world in the Albany, New York area, but actually I believe in a way all around the world.
You know, there seems to be a newfound hunger. I know there's a lot of the spirit of Antichrist on college campuses, but there's an equal appetite and thirst and hunger for the righteousness of God, and a lot of young people are coming to know the Lord. Now, just the other night, which was pretty amazing, there was a guy, ironically, after the summer, you get back in your car, and the guy was just released from prison. Tell us the story.
Oh, are you speaking of the guy that I first transported in the Uber car?
No, I'm talking about the guy, didn't you have a guy from that was in prison just the other day? He'd just gotten out of prison.
Well, I mean, I have a friend who was in jail for about 8 years from DWIs as a friend of mine. But I think the one you and I were talking about is somebody that we spoke about that I transported as the first person that I took on an Uber ride. It was a guy that had been recently released from jail, had come to know Jesus. And it was just a sign for me that I was really where the Lord wanted me, because there was a time to give him encouragement, to kind of uplift his spirit, because I could tell that being incarcerated is pretty tough. It's not an easy thing. I mean, you know, we have the examples of people who've been incarcerated, whether it's, you know, the Apostle Paul or many other people that have been put in jail, Nelson Mandela, for years and years, and, you know, some do better than others. But I could tell this guy was feeling just a little down, so it really was about a 40-minute ride of encouragement and listening to this man's sharing about that things had not gone well for him. He had made some very bad mistakes and used some really bad judgment and got behind the wheel of a vehicle with alcohol, and he hurt some people, not killed anyone, but had hurt some people. So that was my first Uber ride, because I've been doing that since last March. I really believe that's been a calling in my life. And not only is it a blessing for me, I will tell you, I'm totally blessed by the people that get in my car, but it has allowed me tremendous opportunities to share my faith, various testimonies about God's faithfulness to me. And so I'm doing that on a part-time basis.
How do you do this? Now, a lot of people, you know, there's proselytize can be a pejorative, negative term. How do you balance knowing that when somebody gets in there, you don't want to, oppress them, or, you know, it can't be a heavy-hearted thing. Some people don't want to be preached to. They don't want to be proselytized to. How do you feel that out? How do you know when it's time, it's okay to speak about your faith, or you look for a telltale sign where they resist that and you just back off and let them talk to you? How do you handle all that?
Well, I think one of the most important things is the way I say hello to a person when they first get in. I generally simply engage them by saying their name. And many of us know in serving the public that a person's name is a very important thing to them. And so when I say the name Rhett, you know that I'm talking about you, and that when a person approaches my car, I need to identify to make sure I know who they are, because if Jim is going to get in my car, I say, I take it you're Jim. Oh, hey, Jim, how's it going? And so I try to start off any relationship by simply letting them know that I know who they are, I recognize them as a person, and as they get in my car, I start letting them know about the things that I have in my car. I let them know I have lifesavers. Well, some people like lifesavers. I put them in all my armrests around my car. So I say, hey, if you'd like a lifesaver, there's one in the armrest there. And if you want to play your music, you can play it actually through my sound system in the car. Because tonight, if I do a Friday or Saturday night of driving, I say, this is the Super Uber music car.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day. Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Shown me what is good. He has shown me what is good to do.